of the most dangerous was doing that carrier escort out in the Tonkin Gulf. When their carriers are launching or recovering aircraft, if an aircraft crashes or has an accident or something like that, the aircraft carrier does not stop. It can't, because the planes behind you landed that are taken off in combat. But 2,000 yards behind it, there is a destroyer, and that's the designated escort to pick up any pilot or somebody who's in the water. A little tricky at night, I can tell you. 6 months after we left for home, there was a carrier called the Evans that was doing that job at night. And when a carrier goes to turn, they tell you, they don't use nautical terms. They keep it as simple as possible. Say, my rudder is right or my rudder is left. And if you can imagine, the carrier's here and escort guy's behind you. And if he's turning, you better turn the same way he does at the same time. Well, somebody got it wrong and they turned like that. And the carrier sliced the destroyer right in half. And everything from the bridge, including the bridge forward, sheared off and sank right into the ocean. Gone. Every radarman, every sonarman, everybody on the bridge, everybody sleeping forward in their berths and stuff, dead, gone in an instant.